This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is not good.
What do you got?
The Detroit Lions have delayed practice until this afternoon. No reason has been given why. I mean, you just know where your mind immediately goes in the current environment. Uh-oh. Sure, hope. It's completely innocent with no big deal, but that makes you worry a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Not really sure what to think about this.
Well, I know what I think, but I don't think it's responsible to start thinking it out loud. Right. If I said to everyone out there, it's just simply a matter of fact, the Detroit Lions have delayed this morning's practice till this afternoon, I think everybody's mind goes to the same place. And let's just
Taco Tuesday? They're having Taco Bar?
I wish. I wish. Weird.
nothing to see here. No, nothing to worry about.
Oh boy. All right. So, did you feel the earthquake?
What earthquake?
The one that knocked out your internet.
Still feeling the aftershocks 4 days later. Friday night, 6:55. Yep. Monroe, Michigan, just off the coast, Detroit Beach, a 3.2 on the Richter scale, Gator. Did you feel the earthquake?
No, Doug, I did not feel the earthquake. Now, I will be fair with this, as fair as I always am when it comes to the earthquakes. I was in the Southfield area.
Okay.
At that time.
Wow.
And I was at my friend's house. We were sitting down for dinner. And I happened to check my phone for something. And then it said, it was just now, there was an alert saying there was an earthquake. And I look at the phone and I laugh. I said, did you feel anything in the last 5 minutes? And she goes, no. What do you mean feel something? I said, you know. Any little tremor, anything going on? She goes, what are you talking about? I said, like an earthquake. Did you feel an earthquake in the last 5 minutes? She goes, no. And I said, neither have I. And she has a dog, and that dog did nothing out of the ordinary. And believe me, if a dog's going to do something out of the ordinary, her dog would. It did not. Nothing happened up in the Southfield area. So I'm going to say anybody who was north of Southfield that says they felt it, and I'm going to say due north because I don't know what it is like along the coastline. I don't want to be completely unfair to the folks in St. Clair Shores or up in Mount Clemens. But come on, people, let's not get crazy here. Anybody that was in Oxford or Lake Orion or in Pontiac or Bloomfield Hills or Birmingham, you didn't feel anything. So stop telling people, I felt it. I swear to God, I felt it. I don't know about you. I was getting ready to get into the pool, and all of a sudden this rogue wave came and just totally got the everybody wet. It was crazy. It just came out of nowhere. What time was it? Around 7 o'clock. Yeah, and me too. Come on.
So this has happened quite a bit in the past that there have been earthquakes around Metro Detroit or even the Midwest. And Gator often thinks that people lie about where they felt it. So here's how this works. 248-539-9797. You tell us where you felt it, and Gator will tell you whether or not you're a liar. 248-539-9797. He will determine whether or not you actually felt it, or your dog just randomly barked. It had nothing to do with the earthquake,
right.
Or you just tripped over a crack in the sidewalk. It had nothing to do with the earthquake.
That's
or
right.
You were just a klutz and dropped your drink. It had nothing to do with the earthquake.
That's right.
248-539-9797. Where are you? Where were you when you claimed you felt the earthquake? I was at home, and so West Side felt nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Huh. Really?
Absolutely nothing.
You felt nothing.
I felt nothing. And
okay.
Again, it was another one of these, my phone buzzes, I look down, oh, I guess we just had an earthquake.
Yeah. What about Kang? Kang, you live north side. Did you feel anything?
I felt nothing, my friend.
Nothing, nothing. Okay.
All the stuff that's moved around in my house is because of my daughter. The 1.5-year-old.
Sure.
So no, I wouldn't even know if there was an earthquake.
She's a whirling dervish. What about Evan? Evan, you know, he's more in the epicenter of where everything's happening in Metro Detroit. And do you feel anything, Ev?
I mean, my belly was shaking for no reason, so it must have been an earthquake.
See, there you go.
Your belly was shaking. Did you anybody tap that belly before it started shaking?
Where do you say... Or where are you claiming you felt the earthquake? We go to Dennis in Waterford. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dennis.
How you doing?
What's up, Dennis?
I felt that quake.
Where'd
you feel it when it allegedly happened?
In Waterford.
You felt it in Waterford?
Mm-hmm. I felt it yesterday.
Oh, yesterday, sure. Well, it's a aftershock. That makes all the sense in the world. So you felt nothing on Friday night?
No, I didn't feel it on Friday, no.
Yeah,
no,
all right. All right. Well, thanks for participating.
What'd you feel yesterday, Dennis?
Oh, man, my rocker was just, I was sleeping in my chair. It was just shaking unbelievably. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I thought we had an earthquake. I really did.
So this is yesterday your rocker started to rock uncontrollably.
No. Underneath, the floor was shaking. Just, I thought we were having an earthquake.
And what did it end up being?
I don't know. I never checked it out. No.
So something below you is shaking uncontrollably, and you never checked it out.
I thought you were talking about yesterday.
No, there was no earthquake yesterday.
No, there was no earthquake yesterday. So, and frankly,
okay. Yeah.
Dennis, did you hit the bottle yesterday? No.
No bottle. Okay. I didn't even hit the pipe.
But you didn't feel like it was necessary to check out whatever it was that was shaking uncontrollably.
No, it happened for about, 5 seconds, and it was done.
Hmm. Yeah, did you check to see if your phone was on vibrate?
Okay.
All right, there it is. Thanks, Dennis.
Dennis, good luck. 248-539-9797. Paul's in Clinton Township. Hi, Paul.
Hope his wife isn't lonely.
Hey,
Paul.
Guys, how you doing?
Hey.
What's going on?
Well, I wanted to say hi to Gator because I actually did not feel this earthquake, but me and a truck driver back in 2006 called in, and we were the original made the list.
Oh, really?
Of well, things you hate, yeah.
It would have to be after 2006 because Doug and I weren't doing the show in 2006. But if you're on that early list, you're one of those first people that said that you felt the earthquake when we did this whole thing?
Wait, okay, I'm sorry. I get it all screwed up.
It's okay.
No, yeah. It was a 5 o'clock in the morning earthquake. So what year was that? 2000.
Well, let's just say it was 2008. Who knows? Let's say it was 2008 or 7.
15. Anyway, oh, I'm the one who made it on the original list. I'm sorry, I got the year screwed up.
All right, that's
I
fair
made
enough.
The list.
Yeah, like item number 12 on the list of people Gator strongly dislikes. You use the word hate. Gator doesn't hate.
I don't hate.
But item number 12, squeezed between bacon craze guy and singing hot dog Tool, is people who claim they felt an earthquake in Michigan. So.
Because you didn't feel it.
248-539-9797. Ben is in Monroe and next. Hi, Ben.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
I definitely felt it. I happened to be sitting in my backyard with my parents. We were watching a campfire. So we weren't distracted at all. And, boy, that thing hit. We looked at each other. Well, what was that?
So but you were in Monroe.
Presumably you were in Monroe?
Oh, I was definitely in Monroe. I was at my home.
Yeah, I'll believe you. Believe you on this.
Boy, it really shook. And, of course, we were pretty close to that epicenter. It wasn't terribly far away. And we didn't know what it was. I thought there was some kind of – I thought maybe a gas station blew up. It really shook.
How long did it last for?
2 or 3 seconds. I mean, it was – I thought either a locomotive ran into a building or I don't know. It really shook so hard. You're like, what was that? And my dad looked up and he thought there was a jet just happened to be flying over, leaving a big old trail. He's like, it maybe gave a sonic boom. I was like, no, because that had to be a fighter jet to give a sonic boom. But it was noticeable and it shook really good.
So I was just looking at the map where the epicenter of this thing was. You know what it was really close to? Is the Harbortown RV Resort, which is where Bieber was a couple of weeks ago.
And I'm in that neck of the woods. I'm a little closer to Detroit, a couple miles closer to the epicenter. But it shook so hard, I was astounded by it. I didn't guess that it was an earthquake. It didn't cross my mind that it was an earthquake. I thought a bomb went off.
Wow.
Someplace close. I mean, it really shook hard, and I was like, wow.
Hey, man, so we buying it, Ben Felt It in Monroe, Gator?
Yeah, I'm buying it because that's right where it was.
248-539-9797. People are calling in and telling us where they felt the earthquake Friday night. This is Gator's first show back, and then Gator's telling you whether or not you did feel the earthquake.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.